Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street. And I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left. Daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
Time with you, with them for me.
and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it started out about 85 degrees today, which was really warm for this time of year. And then it kind of, as it got toward the evening, the weather kind of got a little cooler. The wind started blowing. We got a slight breeze in the valley, and the sun has kind of drifted down, and the sky is kind of cloudy, but it's still a beautiful day in Las Vegas. It's still beautiful. The weather is really nice about this time of day. So we can look forward to it getting to be a little bit cooler as the sun goes down. But we expect to have daylight at least until 6 o'clock this evening. And then we can count on the sun going down in the west. Yes, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. So come on down and enjoy yourself. The city is wide open, and we're having a good time in Vegas now. We still have the virus here, so we still have to wear our masks and wash our hands and have social distancing when you're walking in crowds. But it's still a good place to be right now. You can have a good time in Vegas. After all, it's the entertainment capital of the world. So welcome to Gregory's Story. All right. Well, let's talk NBA basketball right now. And we can see what's going on with the NBA, what are their standings now. All right, DJ Papa D, how you doing today? How's life treating you?
I'm doing all right over here in Oakland, California. Life's treating me all right.
All right. What's the weather like in Oakland? In Las Vegas, it's about 80 degrees, and the sun is out and it's shining. What's going on in Oakland, just to test the weather or so?
Yeah, in Oakland, it's 66 degrees and sunny, bright and sunny. So it's nice and warm outside, not too hot, though.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. It sounds like the spring weather is coming into play all over the United States. In fact, I've been listening to a lot of places
They have a lot of snow that's hitting the ground in the Midwest and in the East. They having a snow flurry. So they're getting a little chilly weather in the snow in the East. So that's good. We need some snow on the ground. We need some water in the air. So maybe we can get a little bit of rain here before the fire season starts in California. You know, this is fire season in California. So we want to get some rain in the system to wet the land down a little bit. But okay, enough with the weather. So what's going on with the NBA, man? Let's talk about the Eastern Conference. Let's talk about the Central Division. What's going on with the Milwaukee Bucks? Are they still leading their division?
In the Central Division, the Milwaukee Bucks are on top with 33 wins, followed by Indiana with 25. So that's a significant lead. Followed by the Chicago Bulls, who have 22 wins. Cleveland Cavaliers have 19 wins. And the Detroit Pistons have 16 wins.
Okay. Well, Detroit's still floating around the bottom of the barrel, so I don't think they'll make it to the playoffs when the season starts. So what about the Atlantic Division? What's going on with the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers?
In the Atlantic Division, the Nets and the 76ers are tied with 36 wins, followed by the Celtics, who have 28 wins, and the Knicks, 27 wins, Toronto Raptors, 21 wins.
Okay. Well, the Toronto finally got in the 20-win series, so they're coming along, but I don't think they'll make it when it's time for the top 10 picks to make the playoffs. So, sorry, Toronto. Next year, maybe. Okay. Let's go to the Southeast Division. What's going on with, who is that, the Miami Heat and the Charlotte Hornets? And, we can forget about the Atlanta Hawks. How are they doing in that division?
The Atlanta Hawks are on top with 29 wins, followed by Miami Heat with 28 wins. Charlotte Hornets have 27 wins. Washington Wizards, 19 wins. And Orlando Magic, 17 wins.
Excuse me. Washington and Orlando don't look like they're going to be making the playoffs. That's for sure. Well, better luck to them next year. All right, well, that sounds good. Atlanta's in the lead in the conference in that division. That's a step up for Atlanta. So we'll see what happens when the playoffs come around. Okay, let's go to the Western Conference. Let's start with Utah. They should be leading the West still. I think they have about 38 wins. Have they got to 40 wins yet?
In the Northwest Division, Utah Jazz is on top with 40 wins, followed by the Denver Nuggets with 34 wins. Portland Trail Blazers have 31 wins. Oklahoma City, 20 wins. And Minnesota Timberwolves, 14 wins.
Oh, Minnesota doesn't look like they're going to make the playoffs. So forget about Minnesota, Sam. They won't make the playoffs. But Utah got 40 wins. They're the first team to break the 40-win barrier this year. Oh, they're doing good. They're moving along. And Portland's looking pretty good. Denver's kind of falling by the wayside, so I don't know what's going on in Denver. But Utah and Portland are still running the division. So So that's good. Okay, what about the Pacific Division? What's going on with the Phoenix Suns?
Phoenix Suns and the LA Clippers are tied in first with 37 wins, followed by the LA Lakers, who have 33 wins. Golden State Warriors have 25 wins, and the Sacramento Kings have 22 wins.
Oh, well, at least everybody in the West, in the Pacific Division, at least all of them got 20 wins or more, so that's good. They might all qualify to the top 10 teams to go to the playoffs. All right. So let's look at the Southwest Division. What's going on with the San Antonio Spurs and the what is the name of that team? The Mark Cuban's team. What are they? The I can't think of their name. Oh no. I can't think of the name for Mark Cuban's team. I want to say the Miracles. They're not the Miracles. They're the I can't think of the name of the team. Help me out, DJ.
In the Southwest Division, the Dallas Mavericks are on top with 29 wins, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies with 26 wins. San Antonio Spurs have 25 wins. New Orleans has 24 wins. And at the bottom, the Houston Rockets with 14 wins.
Whoa, Houston Rockets are out of it, people. They don't look like they're going to win another game this season. So I think they're out of it. They need to start recruiting for next year. But San Antonio Spurs and the Dallas Mavericks are playing ball, and the Dallas Mavericks are doing better and better every week that we check their standings. They're looking better and better. I keep expecting them to fall off, because that's what my brother said, DJ Papa, DJ Big Nasty, says the Dallas Mavericks ain't going to survive. They're going to start falling off. So I'm waiting for them to fall off. They're playing good right now. So keep on, Dallas Mavericks. Keep on. Okay, well, that's the NBA, and that's the standing for the NBA. And like we said, they're going to play about 75 games. So right now, they're at about 55 games so far. If my calculation's right, Utah is winning with 40 wins. They're the first ones with the 40-win season. And I think they got like 15 losses. So that's like 55 games they've played. And they're heading into the top 75 games. After they play 75 games, they'll be ready for the playoffs. So they're doing good. They're on the road to winning their division. All right. So everybody look for Utah to make the playoffs and play well in the playoffs. All right. Well, that's the NBA. That's the standing for the NBA right now. And March, 12th. Today is March 12th, if I'm right. Am I right? Today is March 12th. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I can't see it. March 12th,
today
I
is,
think is.
Today is April 12th.
April 12th, yeah, that's what I meant. April 12th. Okay, so April 12th, and this is 2021 season for the NBA. So that's the standing now, and we're getting close to the playoffs. So we got to watch and see what's going on in the NBA. Okay, let's look at the NHL, the National Hockey League. Let's check out and see what our Golden Knights are doing in the West. So what's going on in the West with the Las Vegas Golden Knights?
In the West, the Colorado Avalanche is on top with 28 wins, followed by the Las Vegas Golden Knights, who have 27 wins. The Minnesota Wild has 24 wins, St. Louis Blues, and the Arizona Coyotes both have 19 wins. San Jose Sharks have 18 wins, LA Kings 16, and the Anaheim Ducks 12.
Wow, my Anaheim Ducks got to get it going on. They're falling way behind. Okay, well, that's the West. At least the Golden Knights from Las Vegas are looking good, looking good. They're playing well. They're looking good. All right, go, go, Knights, go. Okay, let's go to the Eastern Division. What do they look like in the East?
Well, there's a three-way tie for first between the Washington Capitals, the New York Islanders, and the Pittsburgh Penguins all have 27 wins. The Boston Bruins are next with 21 wins, followed by the New York Rangers and the Philadelphia Flyers, who both have 19 wins. Then it's the New Jersey Devils with 14 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Buffalo Sabres with 10 wins.
Wow. Buffalo's at the bottom of the list. I don't know if they're going to make it to the playoffs when they start playing playoff games. But everybody else in that division looks like they're doing okay. All right. So what's the next division? Do we go to Central and the North, or do we go to the Southern Division? Do they have a Southern Division?
Yeah. There's no Southern Division, but we can go to the Central Division. On top of the Central Division is the Carolina Hurricanes with 27.
I thought they were all Canadian teams in the Central.
Now, that's in the North Division. In the Central Division, it's the I'm trying to figure this out, but it says the Hurricanes are on top with 27 wins, but in second place is the Tampa Bay Lightning with 28 wins. But they have more losses, so maybe that's it. In third place, the Florida Panthers have 26 wins, followed by the Nashville Predators who have with 23 wins, the Chicago Blackhawks with 19 wins, Dallas Stars with 15 wins, Columbus Blue Jackets have 15 wins, and at the bottom of the pile, the Detroit Red Wings with 14 wins.
Okay. Well, it looks like Detroit isn't going to do good in basketball or hockey, huh? They're not going to place in the playoffs in either sport. That's really bad. I feel bad for Detroit. They played well in football. They ended up in the playoffs. So I guess hockey and basketball just isn't their sport anymore. Okay, well, what else do we have? Do we have the East in hockey? Did we talk about the East?
We did the east. What's left is the north, those Canadian
teams.
It's
the north. Okay. So let me get that right. It's the north, the east, the west, and the central. Okay. There is no southern division. Okay. So let's see what's happening with the Canadians in the north.
In first place are the Toronto Maple Leafs with 28 wins, followed by the Winnipeg Jets and the Edmonton Oilers, who both have 25 wins. Then it's the Montreal Canadiens and the Calgary Flames, who both have 17 wins, followed by the Vancouver Canucks, who have 16 wins, and Ottawa Senators at 13 wins.
Wow. It looks like they're spread out in the north. So, well, that's good. We got all the big power teams playing in the east and in the west. So, that's good. We're keeping hockey in the United States. We're not letting no foreigners come in and win the hockey. So, that's a good sign. All right, well, that's the NHL report for 2021, April 2021. That's the standing for the NHL. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's go to commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for reals. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white. And I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go.
You know, some people are made of
one Christmas, I got a new bicycle. And my best friend got a new bicycle, too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass and we got finished with the mass. And I walked out, and then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. By going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Time for me to tell you a story. But before I tell you a real story, I got a joke story to tell you. And it goes like this. There was a man and a wife that were living in the house, and the woman went to the bathroom. And she had gained weight. And so when she sat on the toilet, when she finished her business on the toilet, she couldn't stand up. She couldn't pull herself off of the toilet. She had gotten stuck in the hole on the toilet seat. So she called her husband in to help her get off the toilet. And he came in and he pulled her and he pulled her. And he couldn't get her off the toilet. So he told her that he was going to call the plumber. And he knew the plumber would have some devices to help her get off the toilet. So she said, okay, call the plumber. So he got on the phone. He called the plumber and told the plumber that his wife was stuck on the toilet and she couldn't get off the toilet. So he said, okay, I'll come by. I have some stuff that I can use to get her off the toilet. So I will come by. I'll be by there in 5 minutes. So the man walked back into the bathroom and told his wife that he had just finished talking to the plumber, and the plumber was on his way. And he looked down, and he noticed that his wife had her pants all the way down around her ankles, and her private parts were showing. Well, he didn't want the plumber to come in and see his wife's private parts showing, so he went in the bedroom, and he got a big hat and came and put it on his wife's lap to cover her private parts. And he was talking to his wife and telling her, okay, the plumber will be here in a minute. And then it was a knock at the door, and the man went to answer the door, and it was the plumber. And he walked the plumber into the bedroom, into the bathroom, and he said, see, that's my wife there, and she's stuck on the toilet. Can you help her? He said, yeah, I got some devices I can help get her off the toilet. But the man under that hat, I can't do nothing for him. He's a goner. And that's a joke by G Money. The pimp comes. Woo! All right. Well, now I guess it's time for me to tell you a story. I recorded a story for my listening audience. For all my fans around the world that's listening to the radio show. So, DJ Papa D, play one of my stories for my listening audience. And then we'll be back for some music and for more of the show. In a minute.
Yeah, so me and Bernard have started getting our hair braided. And the girls really liked us because we started having big afros. Kind of like the Jackson 5, you know, they made the movement. Not only were they doing music and everybody liked their music, they set the style for big afros because they were young black males and all of them had big afros. And I think that's what made them real popular. Plus, they started, somebody came out with Jerry curls where you could put a perm in your hair and then you could work it through your hair and then you would have a perm and it would keep your hair nice and long instead of having to braid it up. It would have a perm in your hair so the hair would be nice and long. So you could comb it out in an afro, and you'd have a big afro. It would be big curls in your hair, and that's what they called the Jerry curl. And then somebody came out with the California curl. Now, I don't know if it was just in California, but they came out with a curl they called the California curl. And everybody in California was putting California curl in their hair. And they were getting big afros everywhere I went. I saw big afros everywhere. It was amazing. It was just beautiful. All these black people had big curly afros. And even the dark-skinned guys had big afros, which made them look good to all of the girls. All of the women started saying, hey, this black guy is nice looking. He got a big afro, which all they needed was a big afro to make them look good, because girls weren't really picky about what your facial features look like. As long as you didn't have a bunch of acne on your face, then girls thought you were cute. And if you had a lot of hair, oh, they really loved you. Because then they wanted to play in your hair all the time. Can I braid your hair? Can I braid your hair? Can I plait your hair? And that's when all of the different braid styles came out. Girls started braiding short hair in just little twigs that stuck up on your hair all over the place. And then they started braiding French braids where they braided your hair to your head all the way down and all the way down and around the sides. And they called that French braid. And just like Coolio, now he had braids sticking up all over his head. And when I first saw him, I was like, wow, that dude looks really weird. But I didn't know who he was. I just thought he looked funny. And I was like, wow, he really walking around like that? Most people didn't walk around with the braids sticking straight up on their head. That was wild looking. It made you look really crazy. But that was Coolio's style. And Coolio became famous because of his hairstyle. And that's Coolio. That's how he wears his hair. But I know me and Bernard, we started going to clubs, and Bernard was getting his hair braided all the time. So his afro was just getting bigger and bigger, and he just thought he was cute. He would walk into clubs, and we'd go into parties, and I'd go straight to the bar. And he'd walk in and walk straight over to a bunch of girls and start talking to them. And then he'd come over to me and say, hey, I got three phone numbers. And he'd throw the phone numbers on the bar next to me. And I'd be like, wow, you got phone numbers already? And he's like, yeah, I just went over there and started talking to the girls, and they gave me their phone numbers. I said, nobody called you Blackie? He said, no, they don't call me Blackie. And I'm like, wow, why don't they call you Blackie? You're black like me. They call me Blackie all over the place. But I don't know. Maybe some people thought that was cute for them to call me Blackie. Black Gregory. I didn't like that. But when I went to high school, they called me Black Magic. So that was kind of something I got used to. And when I went to the 12th grade, I changed it from Black Magic to Blue Magic. And some people said I was so black I was blue. But that was okay. I liked being Blue Magic because our school colors were blue and red. So I was Blue Magic. I was the magic man on our sports team, my baseball team, my football team. I was Blue Magic. And that's what I put on my Letterman's jacket, that I was Blue Magic. And all of my writing on my jacket made me look like an all-star. I loved my high school jacket. I wish I hadn't left it at somebody's house. But anyway, you can keep my trophies. They're old. I had 65 trophies. I was the highest trophy gainer in my house until my baby brother came home with like 75 trophies. So I think he ended up getting more trophies than I did. But, you know, we had all of these different sports going on in my house. But all of my brothers had nappy hair. So we just did the best we could. My mama was like, I can't keep braiding your hair because you guys don't have hair like girls. You guys got boys' hair, and I don't have any girls. So I can't keep braiding your hair. And we understood, so we pressed our hair to make it long, and we put perms in our hair to make it straighter and made it stand up. So anyway, it sounds like it's time for another commercial break. So Donald, play a song and then drop the spot.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money. the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, we just finished the fabulous story that I told you about my Letterman jacket. Oh, yeah, I love my Letterman jacket. But now it's time for me to talk to the fan club members. All right, fan club members, this is a chance for you to call in and win $50. All right, you can call in to the radio station. You have 5 minutes to call in to win the $50 that I have here to give away to you. So you have 5 minutes to call in, and you have to tell us the name of this movie. DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from the movie, and you have to tell us the name of the movie. So you have 5 minutes to call in, and I want to see a bunch of callers to call in to try to name the movie. And I want to say I'll give the $50 to caller number 25. That's right. I want 25 callers to call into the radio show and tell me what the name of the movie is. So, fan club members, you're listening? Are you ready? All right, DJ Papa D, play the clip from the movie, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You quit it?
What?
I'm trying to swim here. What, the ocean isn't big enough for you or something like that?
Huh?
You got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you? One piece of me? Yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
That's a good movie clip. I recognize the movie. Okay, DJ, play that clip again so that everybody can understand it and they can try to see if they can name the name of the movie, and it's $50 on the line for them. So, DJ Papa D, play that clip, and then we're going to play a song while we're waiting 5 minutes for them to call in to get caller number 25.
You quit it?
What?
I'm trying to swim here. What, the ocean isn't big enough for you or something like that?
Huh?
You got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you? One piece of me? Yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
All right.
I'm
You quit it?
What?
I'm trying to swim here. What, the ocean isn't big enough for you or something like that?
Huh?
You got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you? One piece of me? Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Well, I'm talking to the fan club members now, and I'm looking for caller number 25 to see if I have a winner to tell me the name of the movie. Well, I checked with my DJ, and he told me we don't have a winner. I'm disappointed again. We've had a lot of callers, but we're not getting the 25 callers to name the winner. So keep on trying, fan club members. You guys are making the effort. You just got to get to the total number that I'm asking for. I'm asking for 25 callers. So I need you guys to make an effort to call in and be the 25th caller. Even if you don't get it right, at least if I have 25 callers, I'll feel like you've made an effort. So come on down and keep trying to win. I'll have $50 to give away tomorrow on my 3 o'clock radio show. So come on down and try to win $50 that I have for the listening audience. Okay. Well, DJ Papa D, can you tell us what the name of the movie is?
The name of that movie is Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. Oh, yeah. Okay. I think it's a cartoon movie, actually. I think it's a cartoon. So that's all right. Finding Nemo is the name of that movie. Okay, well, now we're going to play a song. DJ Papa D, how about playing Fort 65 is where I reside. Play 65 is where I reside. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big old, I want the girl to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her. And to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee. The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to LA, South Central LA. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. He started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. He started screaming and hollering all night long. He let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant. And we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth, at a table. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table, and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know. So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood, and I saw a girl. She was black and shining like a black seal. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I found it, said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A., to where I live, so we can go and play. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girls to know. 6-5 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, She was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rising shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. I took her back to Compton, I drove through the hood, I dropped her off on the street, and I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too, we got to do this again, real soon, and I rolled on. I went to Manhattan Beach, and I was walking on the strand. I saw this white girl, she was sun-tanning on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she do. She said, I do hair, and I teach school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central L.A. Look, go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rolled on. We ended up in South Central L.A. 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big old, I want the girls to know 65. Is where I reside. So we walked in the door, and she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the box. Oh yeah, she was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke, got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach, back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rolled off back to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know 65. Is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time in my place in 65, where I reside. I'm G Money, the Pimp Thomas. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. I rock and roll. I rock and roll with the soul all night. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. If you don't know, now you know. Yeah, 65, that's where I reside. That's it, that's it. That's the song, people. 65 is where I reside. So pick that up, add it to your collection. That's a hit song right there, don't you know? And you can find it on the NFT for cryptocurrency. So check it out. 65 is where I reside. All right, well, I guess the clock on the wall says it's time. That's all. So it's time for me to move out the air chair to go somewhere because I got people to see and places to go. But before I go, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthday wishes that I want to shout out while I'm thinking about it right now on the radio? Do I have any fan club members, friends, associates, fraternity, sorority people?
Well, G-Money, let me put on my magic sunglasses and see if I can see if there are any G-Money fan members, fan club members, who have birthdays today. So let me take a look here.
April 12th, happy birthday to people. Let's see how many birthday fans I want to give a shout out for. April 12th.
So, let's see. Oh, there's quite a few people here. We have Cedric So-So. Happy birthday to Cedric. Denise Womack turned 25 today. Happy birthday, Denise. Bossman Sprinter B.
Okay. Bossman. Like that, man. Bossman. Happy birthday, Bossman.
Sid Mack, his birthday is today. Kenneth Cox has a birthday. Happy birthday, Kenneth. Konitha McFadden is 64 today. Happy birthday, Konitha. Lionel Henson, happy birthday, Lionel. April Smith is 43. Big happy birthday to April. She's a soarer of yours. Maxine
All right.
Lane. Maxine Lane's birthday is today. Manitra Curtis also has a birthday. And Barbara Glover Jones, happy birthday, Barbara. And last but not least, Derek Lassane, who you know from elementary school. He's 66 years old today.
He's 60. How old? 61?
66.
Derek was, that's right. I'm thinking of Dale, his little brother. Oh, that's Big Brother. Yeah, that's the one a little older than me. He's 66. All right, Derek.
Yeah, Derek lived next door to Connie Cotton.
Yeah, all right. Right on. Well, happy birthday, everybody, and best wishes to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one, too. Wow! Happy birthday, everybody. All right, thank you for my fans and my friends. It's a good day today. Yes, it is. April 12th, we're wishing everybody happy birthday to you. All right, DJ Papa D, thank you very much for your help on that aspect of the radio show. And let me thank DJ Big Nasty for putting the radio show on social media so that everybody can listen to the radio show every day, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4 o'clock. Sometimes we go a little longer because we got a little extra stuff to say. So I want you to have a good day, and we'll be back on the air tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So Have a good day. Remember, be safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands at every opportunity. And don't put your hands in your eyes, in your nose, or in your mouth unless you wash your hands. And make sure you have social distancing when you're walking around in crowds of people that you don't know, because you don't want to catch the virus and take it home to people in your house. So watch yourself. Be careful and be safe. God loves you, and I love you too. I'm G Money, and I'm out of here. Peace and good night. Talk to you tomorrow. Later. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the press. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.